Hi, I'm Kate Botello. Welcome to another installment of the Kids Commute Story Challenge. Our background music is The New Lobby Boy by Alexandre Desplat. The author of today's story is 14-year-old Maya Quillen from Cedar, Michigan. Here's Maya's story, Wendell.
It was very late when Wendell Anderson arrived at the Grand Budapest Hotel. He marched straight in and asked the man standing at the front desk if he could speak to the owner of this establishment.
I am the owner of this establishment,
sneered the man standing behind his desk.
Go away. It is too late. We're closed.
I would like a job,
Wendell said determinedly. The man behind the desk made a strange pig-like snorting noise, rolled his black beady eyes, and adjusted his bow tie on his tuxedo. Wendell could not tell if the tuxedo was too big or too small for this strangely shaped man. It was baggy in some spots and bulged at the seams in others, and his collar was upturned in an odd way around his neck.
You want a job? I think not. Why would we hire a scrap of a boy like you?
How could we not hire a boy like him?
A very tiny woman with an almost rodent-like face, dressed in a sage green nightgown and matching nightcap, appeared out of nowhere.
But first, he must get his rest. He's got a big day ahead of him tomorrow.
And without another word, she whisked Wendell off to a giant room with a giant bed and the fluffiest pillows and softest covers Wendell could have ever imagined. He kicked off his shoes, hopped into the bed, and fell fast asleep. Wendell awoke to the most delicious smells he could even imagine. He rolled over and found a platter of donuts, eggs, bacon, and all sorts of yummy things waiting for him, and he gobbled them up without even stopping to breathe. Then he jumped out of bed to find out when he could start his new job. Wendell opened the bedroom door, but instead of seeing a grand hotel, he saw a beautiful grassy meadow. And running through the grassy meadow were two strange creatures. One was very large and looked to be a warthog, and he was carrying a tuxedo. And the other creature was very small and looked to be a mongoose who was carrying a sage green nightgown and nightcap. And as Wendell turned around, he did not see the Grand Budapest Hotel. In fact, he saw no hotel at all. Instead, he saw only dark, foreboding mountains staring down upon him.
The end. That was Wendell by Maya Quillen, set to The New Lobby Boy by Alexandre Desplat. Our cast, thanks to the Interlochen Arts Academy Theater Department, Grace Adamsward was the narrator, Bear Krause, the man. Wendell was Augustine Maglione, the tiny woman, Audrey Hedequist. Find more stories to listen to or submit your own at classicalipr.org.